This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Alice Alvey, good to have you with us, my dear. It was fun to talk with you and do a separate podcast last week. We got a lot of feedback on it, Alice, but Alice is CMB President, Vice President of Education and Training at Union Home Mortgage. With this week's legislative update. Boy, I've got some questions for you, Alice. Good to have you here.
Well, it's good to be here, Dave. Well, I'm going to stick with the operational side of what we're dealing with virus. First on my list was to just give everyone, first of all, you really do need a task force at your end so that you can be proactive about really looking at every part of the operation that can be impacted. And I'll give you some examples. You know, each of the states are coming up with their challenges, and then over the weekend, we heard that the IRS 4506T is not going to be available. Well, we know what's coming next, right? We've been through government shutdowns before. We know flood insurance is next. So that's an example of if you got all your smart people in the room and made a checklist of everything in your operation that could be impacted, make that list and make sure you're thinking about what your plan is. So, for example, in the 4506T that the IRS sent all their people home, you now have to pull out that same guidance for what we went through back in the government shutdown. Really skinny up when you're ordering them. If you were getting it for a feel-good condition, stop it and just get it at the bare bones when you actually have to have it, for example, with your self-employed borrowers. So go through that because for IRS, flood insurance, Social Security verifications, have all those on your list of getting your plan B to get those solved. Now, at the state level, be careful of financial services definitions. There are some states that are really starting to ratchet down on who's included in that, and it does seem to be clear that real estate brokers are not included. So if you're a real estate agent and you're still operating in your office, obviously vary by state. We were talking before the show, Dave, where, you know, in Andy's area in rural Texas, it's not as big of a deal as, you know, some of the more populated urban areas. You've got to stop being face-to-face and watch your state financial institutions because there are multiple regulators at your state level. Each one has to address who it covers. So appraisers sometimes are under a different regulatory body than the real estate brokers. You could also have that your notaries are potentially under a separate regulatory body. So be sure when you're checking what's allowed and not allowed in each state, you understand by category. So just get ready. Assume your notaries are also under social distancing, not supposed to be sitting in an office anywhere, even though your title company and others might be kind of skimming in underneath the rules. So anyway, heads up for everybody. Check those boxes. Last but not least, I want to touch briefly that FHA, VA, and USDA have now issued similar guidance to Fannie and Freddie about a verbal verification of employment alternative, that you can use pay stubs, you can do an email if you can't reach that company. VA has actually now instituted that you can have up to 1 year to get that termite inspection. So it gives you a lot of room. You're going to be setting up repair escrows for a lot of these to get this done, but all of these three government agencies are now in the same group of being allowing desktop and exterior only appraisals. So be sure to check out those memos as well to make your life easier right away. One good thing they did do is use the same date as Fannie Freddie as May 17th. We'll be watching that closely for you, assuming we're probably going to need an extension then. Your borrowers who we still don't have solutions for, other than things you can work out on the ground, are your new construction and your C2P borrowers. Those are still excluded from those agencies as well for being able to get the exterior and the desktop. So still dealing with challenges on the ground, Dave, for, you know, things we always saw people and shook their hand for, and now we've got to, you know, wave from 6 feet.
Wave from 6 feet. Yes, yes. Some of the things also going on, I know you work on the training side, but I know you're also one of the executives there then, one of the go-to people that's instrumental. Bill Cosgrove says you're one of the go-to people. Alice is one of the key people we have here. How is your company dealing with some of the overlays? We're having, again, this morning, I was on the treadmill early and dealing with phone calls the whole time. Where should we have our overlays? Most everyone seems to have landed at anything, any government loans below 640 are FICO score, are not, they're not funding them. Even if they're committed, I had one client that pulled about a dozen loans today that were to be funded because there's no market for it. Others have backed up to 660. Others have backed up to 680. And we had one lender, not one of our clients, but someone backed up to 700 just flat in panic that there's not going to be a government market. Now, hopefully with the stimulus that's been put out there that we'll have that will make such a difference that we'll see that begin to settle down. But man, Alice, I mean, there were several people who said after that came in after kudos for you coming on and doing a special podcast last week, encourage our listeners to listen to it. But then people said, could we ask Alice this question, that question? One of them is, how are you guys handling overlays? And even though, are you going to where they're at? Are you going to where they could be going, backing up to? Any thoughts or wisdom you have for our listeners, whether it be just general wisdom or what Union Home is doing?
Well, real quick, I'll say we have very minimal overlays. Certainly, you know, we watch our FHAs and VAs and USDAs very closely. We want good quality loans, and we have a really what I would call closely held understanding of our borrowers, right? We just really feel like we've got super quality underwriting, super quality origination too. I mean, I can't say enough about how amazing our salespeople have timed. We haven't made any changes as a result of the new legislation pending. Now, there are meetings every day. There's discussions every day, watching the portfolio very closely, listening to our customers. So definitely adding staff in servicing so that we can take those calls, really start to feel the pulse of our customer directly ourselves instead of through our sub-servicer. So our advantage is we're retaining our servicing. For those of you who aren't retaining, there's two sides, right? The no value in servicing, but at least you don't have to deal with overlays of a third party. So we're not in that boat of struggling with third party overlays right now, but we are monitoring it very closely day by day and taking the pulse of our customers every day.
Yeah, for those out there that are struggling with this, I'll tell you, the most important thing you do is liquidity, liquidity, liquidity. And if you're not selling direct to Jenny or the GSEs, how do you maintain liquidity? Make sure you're talking to your aggregators that you're selling to, and you're talking at the right levels. The information isn't always getting down from the top down to you, the person level that you're talking to, listeners. And so make sure of that. There's a bit of a falling knife sense going on here. So when do you catch a falling knife? We wait until it hits the bottom. Where do you connect on overlays? It's for the aggregator world. We shall see. A lot of it's going to be playing out today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. We should know more on by the end of the week. Alice, thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome.
So grateful for our sponsors, the Mortgage Bankers Association of America, Finastra, Lenders One, the Mortgage Collaborative, CMLA, as well as Indicom, Incelerates, Ainsworth Advisors, AI Assist, Celebrity Home Loans, Knowledge Coop, Mobility RE, Modex, Velma, VendorSurf, and Vidyard. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great week. Apologize for the podcast going a little longer, but I think it was worth it. I'd love to hear from you how you're doing, and keep me posted. What's going on at your company? Be at 512-632-2900. Thank you, everybody. Have a great rest of the week.
You've been listening to Licken on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Licken of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.